AAA found 63% of U.S. motorists would be afraid to ride in a self-driving car. But that attitude isn't stopping car makers like General Motors, which this month unveiled what it says is its first production-ready self-driving car. GM is petitioning the Department of Transportation for permission to start deploying it next year. And many semi-autonomous cars are already on First Coast roads. They can do limited steering, accelerating, and braking on their own. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville Transportation Authority continues to test driverless vehicles to potentially replace the Skyway monorail. JTA spokeswoman Leanne Rassler says the next test shuttle will be operating near Everbank Field starting in March.
We will have a schedule for the public when they'll be able to come out and take a ride on it and provide some feedback.
More information about JTA's driverless plans are at wjctnews.org. Bill Bortsfield, 89.9 WJCT News.